You are listening to the Workbench After Hours podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to the Second Amendment, where we talk about firearms, everything that's going on in the gun community, and we even try a different whiskey every week. Welcome back to the Workbench After Hours podcast. This is episode 88. And as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, it's just me. So Chris isn't here. We didn't have a main good topic for this week as far as gun related. So we're going to go ahead and hold that off until next week. But I was kind of sitting around and I'm like, you know what? There's something that's been on my mind and I've been thinking about. So I'm going to go ahead and just do a podcast on that. Maybe get your guys' input on it as well. And just kind of where I'm thinking about going with some of the content on the channel. But as far as the whiskey of the week, I didn't want to try one by myself because, you know, I'm not very good at tasting all the different notes and everything. So I just went with our classic Jack Daniel's number 7 after we did that tour, I think last summer. I have a new appreciation for Jack Daniel's and I like it on the rocks. If I do mix it, I'll mix it with Diet Coke. But as you can see, I do have it just sitting on the rocks. So that's what I'm going to sip on as the whiskey of the week. And it's crazy that I can actually drink whiskey just on the rocks because I, for the longest time, did not like whiskey. I had a bad experience kind of just before, or actually in college, like freshman, maybe sophomore year of college, where I was starting to try like Canadian Mist because that's all we could really get. And I was at a party and the next day, you know, this girl overserved herself and she had thrown up all over the place and it just smelled like vomit and Canadian Mist. So for the longest time, I mean years, I just could not stand the smell or taste of whiskey. But luckily I've gotten into it and now that's kind of all I drink now is whiskey. So I was a big rum fan for a long time, but now for me it's too sweet. And there's just I just have a new appreciation for whiskey and it's just awesome to collect, especially with the allocated stuff. I wish that wasn't a thing. I wish you could just get whatever, but it is kind of fun hunting down whiskey and then trying stuff. I wish it was a little more cheaper to buy whiskey, kind of like I'm learning with motorcycles. You buy a Harley and then it's like, well, that's your entry fee. And then you have to spend a lot of money to make it your own. And yeah, so that's somewhat of the topic today. So if you've watched the channel, it's obviously a gun channel. I run it through my business that do firearm videos. And then with this podcast, obviously we talk about everything Second Amendment, what's going on in the gun community, everything like that. Well, I got into riding motorcycles last year and I'm like, hey, I'm going to start doing content on that because I enjoyed watching the videos on motorcycles when I was doing my research on which one to buy. And I'm like, you know what? I can do that. I could throw a GoPro on a helmet and do some videos. And it's kind of cool. I like it because it's a lot easier to make those types of videos than anything else that I do on this channel or the Shotgun Studio channel I have. Just because you get on a bike, press record on the GoPros, not a whole lot of editing goes into it. And it's pretty easy. So I started doing more and more videos of motorcycles, which you have seen probably. And, you know, most people, if you like motorcycles, you also like guns. Not everybody. I mean, there's obviously people out there that aren't into guns that ride motorcycles, but a good chunk of people that are into bikes also guns. So I thought I'll kind of combine the two into the channel and just do both firearm and motorcycle related content. Well, that's been going okay. Obviously, the channel's been growing and we do get views on the motorcycle related stuff. But if you know about Meta and they own Instagram, well, we do have an Instagram for the channel. It's not very big. I think I only have 30 followers, but I don't do a whole lot over there, but I'm wanting to do more, especially with the motorcycle stuff. And I think a few podcasts ago, Chris and I talked about how I'm always getting videos taken down on YouTube for whatever reason. And they seem to be older videos that now don't comply to their ever-changing community guidelines. So I'm always getting videos taken down on YouTube, gun-related. I'm used to that. You know, it is what it is at this point. But one thing that happened is when I was, you know, doing more stuff on Instagram with the Boomstick channel, there are some gun things on there. Not a whole lot, just a few things. And then the rest of it is pretty much motorcycle-related. And Instagram basically sent me a message saying that because my content, probably because the name of the account or something like that is just Boomstick Tactical LLC, it goes against their guidelines. So it's not going to recommend any of my reels or any of my posts or anything to new audiences. So it's only going to send out what I put up to the 30 followers, and it's not going to be discoverable by anybody else. So it's kind of sucks, because unless you specifically search for my Instagram, you're not going to find anything on that account. So it really is going to make it next to impossible to grow, you know, my Instagram account, which, whatever, I'm not huge into that. I've gotten into doing some TikTok stuff as well. Not a huge fan. My wife will sit there and scroll on that thing for hours. I'll do it occasionally for motorcycle stuff and like some gun stuff, but it is what it is. I mean, that's kind of, you got to create what people are looking for, and it seems to be shorts in those kind of apps. YouTube, more long form content, which is great. We like doing that, especially with this podcast, but obviously we got to go with the flow and where things are going. So I want to do more stuff on the short form for those, and maybe some of the YouTube shorts. But with them limiting that Instagram account, and I've had a video or two take it down off of TikTok too, that I did a complication of us going to the gun range. So I had the guns pulled out, had us traveling, and then some shooting videos, and they took that down because it went against their guidelines as well. So what I'm thinking about doing, and it's going to be kind of a big daunting task, because I already have a second YouTube channel, and that's Shotgun Studio. And on that one, when I was doing research for kind of revamping this channel and the podcast and what all you need for production, I was doing a lot of research, and I kind of got into that too. I got into like microphones and editing and all the equipment that goes along with it. Well, it doesn't really fit this channel. And I actually put up a video, you know, a couple microphone reviews initially on this channel, and then also like a studio tour that we did of the old setup. And on this channel, I think the studio tour got 56 views. It was under 60 views or whatever, and it was up for a while. So I decided to start a second channel, because with YouTube, it's all about whatever niche, and you want to try and stay within your niche, which kind of sucks, because I wish you could just do whatever, you know, make videos, whatever. And if people want to watch that video, awesome. If not, don't watch that one. Watch whatever ones you're interested in. But with analytics and the way things are, unfortunately, you can't do that. Even though it's called YouTube, you should be able to make whatever content you want for the channel and still be able to grow it, but you can't. You really have to niche down. So I decided to put that studio tour on a new channel that I started, the Shotgun Studio channel, and that's all about editing, gear review. Like, I do a lot of microphone reviews and stuff like that. Well, once I put it up on that channel, it got a ton more views. I mean, like thousands of views. So it definitely makes it seem like you have to have that video for the right audience. And you can't do that with having a gun channel, primarily having gun subscribers, and then throwing up a microphone review, because those people don't care about it, so they're not going to watch it. And probably because, since this is a primarily gun channel, I'm sure YouTube is trying to suppress the amount of, you know, people that see the stuff that we put out, because they don't like guns or having people learn how to safely use guns or anything like that. So I think the stuff that we do put out on this is, you know, I could have, like, analytical wise, a great ranking video. I do use vidIQ, and it'll say, oh, you have like 49 out of 50, so this should be a great title. You know, it should be discoverable. Well, I think YouTube's kind of suppressing what we put out there, because a lot of videos don't get seen by a lot of people. I've had subscribers that are friends of mine that didn't even know I came out with a video, even though they're subscribed and have notifications. So I do think it does have to kind of do with YouTube and their analytics too, with just being a gun channel. So when I went over and started putting all that microphone review stuff over to the Shotgun Studio, obviously those started getting more views, and still a small channel. I haven't done anywhere near as many videos on this channel, on that channel. And, you know, setting up a YouTube channel kind of is a pain in the butt. I don't know if you guys have ever done it before, but coming up with a name, your profile picture, describing the channel, and then the hardest part I hate is doing the banner logo. That if you're on a homepage and you see that main big banner, that is an actual pain in the butt to actually do. You have to have a template and make sure that it fits, you know, if you're going to watch it on your phone, but then if somebody watches it on a desktop, it's going to look different. or if somebody watches it on a TV. So you have to have like this big image, but what you really want people to main focus on in the center. And then it's such a pain in the butt to get it just right and look good on all three platforms. So that's one thing I'm not looking forward to at all. When I did that for Shotgun Studio, it took me hours and hours to get it all right to look on, you know, all the different devices and look cohesive at least. So that's what I'm not looking forward to if I do start a third channel for the motorcycle content, because I think that's where I'm starting to lean towards. I just started a new Instagram account just for the motorcycle related content. I just posted two videos today, which is Wednesday, and this video is coming out on Friday. So it is a very new account. As of right now, it's called Rusted KC Moto, and that's Rusted and then KC for Kansas City and then Moto. And coming up with names, difficult. I'm not like the most creative person in the world. So trying to come up with something that's unique, but also not taken, and that makes sense, kind of difficult. So that's where I'm at so far with that. And, you know, once I really started thinking about starting that separate Instagram, then I was talking to Hunter, who's also been on this podcast a lot. He's actually in the thumbnail. He hasn't been on just because he had a new baby, so he's been busy with that. When I told him that I was doing the separate Instagram account, he's like, man, you should really do a separate YouTube channel for the motorcycle stuff, because again, it's all about the niche. And the more I think about it, the more I think that's the route that I'm going to have to go. As easy as it is to put everything on this YouTube channel, and I would love to do that, I think in order for that stuff to get a bigger audience, it has to be its own channel, because, you know, there's a huge motorcycle community, just like there's a huge gun community, and they don't always mix. And YouTube trying to suppress the gun channel, unfortunately, suppresses that content as well. So I think I am going to potentially start a new channel for just the motorcycle stuff. And like I said, it's daunting, because trying to do that second YouTube channel has been difficult enough time-wise, you know, working a full-time job, doing the podcast, and then making gun-related videos and also the motorcycle stuff, but then trying to make videos on mic reviews and stuff. Man, it's very time-consuming, and I haven't been putting out as much content on Shotgun Studio as I have wanted. Mainly I got into motorcycles, and at any chance I get, I take the bike out and ride it. And so that ends up taking a lot of my time, because I'll be out for well over an hour. You know, now that it's getting darker earlier, I think I'll have more time. And then with winter coming up, can't do a whole lot outside. So that's when I get a lot more video stuff done. But during the summer, it's hard to do anything recording wise, because there's just other stuff to do, you know, yard work and activities and stuff going on. So it's just very time consuming, not only to do just one channel, but two channels, and then add a third channel on top of that, plus a podcast. I mean, it's kind of its separate thing, but still part of the channel. So it's going to be a lot of work, but I think I can do it. Obviously, with winter coming up, won't be able to do quite as many motorcycle stuff. I do ride in the winter when it is above like 40 degrees, and especially now that I have a fairing, I think it'll be better, but we're supposed to get a snowy winter according to the Farmer's Almanac. So hopefully they're wrong, because I like riding all year long. And I don't know if you've ever ridden a motorcycle, but it's fun. It's especially since I upgraded to the Lowrider ST. Love that bike. And like I said, any chance I get, especially this time of year coming in the fall, perfect riding weather. It's just fun to just go out and ride and, you know, take a GoPro with you and record a little bit of content with that as well. But yeah, the idea of doing that third channel is definitely, I've thought about it for a while, but now after that whole Instagram thing, I definitely think it's something I'm going to have to do. Hopefully the YouTube guidelines don't get so strict that they just ban gun channels in general. However, I mean, I could see that happening, because they seem to keep tightening those community guidelines and making it impossible to talk about guns, show people how to do things with firearms. You used to be able to make videos on how to build an AR-15, and that's how I learned to build AR-15s myself, is watching YouTube. I made a couple of videos like that as well, and of course they're like, oh nope, can't show those. So unfortunately, something to educate somebody, you can't do, because they don't like guns. But instead of showing somebody how to properly do it and not mess it up so that they injure themselves or somebody else, not putting it together right. I just can't show that at all, which is why Chris and I always say, when it comes to voting season, make sure you go out and vote. Vote for the right people in office. Unfortunately, with Meta being a business, I don't think that'll do too much, but it may help. I don't know. But the other kind of daunting task of starting another YouTube channel is not only doing the design and stuff, like I said, but then you have to do like an intro or, and stuff like that. So I got to come up with some sort of logo. I already got like a profile picture. It's just me standing next to a bike that I used on a thumbnail. But to make it more of a legit channel, you have to have, you know, an actual logo. So trying to design that, I'm not the best at that at all. So I actually had somebody design the logo for this channel and the podcast thumbnail as well. So I may outsource that. There's a website called Fiverr with freelancers, and they charge, you know, depending on the quality you want, you know, it could be pretty cheap or expensive if you want somebody really good. But I think that's probably the route I'll go. But just, again, trying to think about all the stuff involved with starting another channel. It's like, I wish you could just put whatever you want on your YouTube channel and it'd be fine. But unfortunately, that's not the way social media works and all the analytics. So I think that's something I'm going to be starting to work on. I'm still going to be doing motorcycle videos. Plus, I got some firearm related stuff that I want to do once I get some time. And I'll still post the motorcycle stuff to this channel until I get that channel up. And then I'll slowly start moving stuff over there. Luckily, I save all my videos on this like SanDisk memory card that I have. It's got like 2 terabytes. And honestly, the videos, since I shoot in 4K, take up a ton of space. So luckily, though, any YouTube video I have saved on there. So what I'll have to do is I'll have to bring the file back into Final Cut Pro, kind of trim out the intro of the Boomstick Tactical and replace it with whatever one I come up with the motorcycle channel. And then also kind of change the outro because I have the Boomstick outro on those. So that's going to be even more work involved. So I'll have to find it on my drive and upload it into Final Cut Pro and then try and trim out the Boomstick stuff and replace it with whatever I have. And then also the Instagram logos that I have that pop up too. So it's going to be a little bit of a process. So I know that there's quite a few motorcycle videos that I'll have to slowly redo a little bit of and then upload them onto that channel. Unfortunately, then the process and time of uploading to YouTube, letting it render, doing the thumbnail, which I'll probably just use the same thumbnails. It doesn't make sense to change those, and it'll be a little difficult on some of those, especially the install videos. I actually put up a poll on the channel today in the community section, basically asking if you wanted to see both motorcycle content and firearm content on the same channel or 2 separate channels. It did get a little bit of feedback, and it seems like most people said 2 different channels. So I think, you know, listening to that as well, that is the way to go. It's funny because didn't get a whole lot of responses, even though I have, you know, over 3,100 subscribers at this point. But I'm going to show you something that's funny as far as analytic goes. And it's kind of the same way for everybody. I don't know if it's this drastic, but you'll see here is my channel analytics. And this is basically returning viewers. And I did it for the last 90 days. The purple line down here at the bottom, that is the returning subscribers that are coming back to the channel and watching the content. It is super low. This kind of bluish line up here that is much higher is new viewers. So there are a lot more new viewers to the channel. And that's like any video I post. It's a lot more newer audience than returning members. So that's probably why I didn't get a whole lot of feedback on the poll, but enough to kind of see that, you know, hey, the people that do watch this channel would like to see it separated. But I just wanted to show you this analytic because it is crazy that even though I have 3,100 subscribers at this point, not a whole lot of them come back and actually watch any of the videos, which is interesting. But then I do have a ton of new viewers coming back to the channel, which is always good. But as we remind you, just hit that subscribe button. It doesn't cost you anything. You'll get notified when we come out with videos. And again, if you don't want to watch that video that we come out with, then just skip that one. But yeah, hitting that subscribe button definitely helps the channel and the analytics from YouTube, because obviously the more subscribers, the more it's going to push out and recommend your video to more people. And yeah, just to kind of stay in touch. And again, it's free. It doesn't hurt anything to hit that subscribe button. If you don't want to be notified of future videos that come out, don't hit that notification button, but you'll still be a subscriber in case there's anything you want to check out. So going back to the name of the what would be third channel for the motorcycle stuff, I'm thinking of just probably using when I came up with the Instagram account as the Rusted KC Moto. How I came up with that name, well, when I started this Boomstick channel, God, 9 or 10 years ago now initially, I didn't know what to come up with. I knew I was doing gun stuff. So the channel was actually called Rusted KC Channel. And the way I came up with Rusted KC is when I was a kid, my nickname was Rusty. And then I lived in KC. So instead of doing Rusty KC, because that just sounds weird, I did Rusted KC. So I don't know. It seems okay. And then if you put Moto on there, then obviously people know that's a motorcycle related channel. And the way I actually got the nickname Rusty as a kid isn't that funny or great, but we had some family members come into town and we went to Tomfooleries on the plaza, if you're familiar with Kansas City. And we sat in a booth, and the spot I just happened to sit in, the name Rusty was carved in the table. And of course, our family members then just called me Rusty, and it just kind of stuck. And that's really all they have ever called me is Rusty. So it's funny. It's only that side of the family. Anybody else, that nickname doesn't apply, but it was just something that kind of stuck, and because that's where I sat. So Rusty. And so I decided not to put Rusty KC or Rusty anything, because that just sounds funny. So I went with Rusted KC. If you guys have any recommendations for a motorcycle related channel, let me know. I wouldn't mind, you know, I'm up to any ideas and thoughts that you guys might have, because it is difficult to come up with something unique but still related to that topic and something that hasn't been taken. Unfortunately, I can't use my last name because it's white and anything would sound racist, so that's out of the picture. And then I want to not include, I thought about doing something with Boomstick and somehow doing it to tie in with motorcycle stuff, but I want to completely keep that channel separate from guns just because of the way things are going. I don't want any of that stuff getting flagged or taken down by YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or whoever the hell takes that stuff down. So I want to keep it separate from the gun stuff. When I did Shotgun Studio, I kind of tied it in because obviously Shotgun, you know, Boomstick, that's kind of what it's after. And we have the Shotgun in the logo. But a Shotgun is actually a type of microphone too. And I do a lot of microphone stuff over there. So it just made sense to do Shotgun Studio, which if you're not into guns, you probably won't even know because there's a microphone called Shotgun. So that's probably what they're thinking that means, but it's kind of a tie in between the two channels. But again, I want to keep the motorcycle one completely separate. So if you have any ideas other than Rusted KC Moto, let me know. Or if you like that one and thinks it's okay, let me know as well. And any type of designs would be appreciated, or if you know how to do designs or know anybody that does freelance work, let me know, because I think I want to do something. I don't know. I have a Harley. I don't necessarily want to do a Harley in a picture. I don't know. It's a lot to think about, but I definitely have to come up with a specific logo for that channel. And yeah, unfortunately, then I'll have to design an intro, which I don't know. I think I could do that myself, but coming up with the actual design, I can't draw. I can't do graphic art to save my life. I could do very basic stuff, but nothing too involved. So again, if you guys have any ideas or anything, let me know. If you're listening to this audio only, jump on YouTube and write something in the comment section. I don't think you could comment on audio only on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you can, do it. If not, hop on over to our YouTube channel or the new Instagram, which is at Rusted KC Moto. I'll post it up on the screen for those that are watching as well. And I think I'll post a link in the description below because that'll make it a little bit easier. I really hope I don't get into another hobby that is expensive and would require a fourth YouTube channel, because that would really suck. And that's kind of what I do, is I'll get into something, really get into it for a little while, and then I'll get into something else and then kind of transfer over to that. So kind of with this, I was super into doing all the gun stuff and then doing all the research for the podcast and how to actually do the equipment. I got into the equipment side of stuff. And, you know, God, I was on a microphone kick. I was like, I was buying a new microphone every week just to try out and buying all this gear and stuff, and then kind of put the gun stuff on the back burner. And now it's more motorcycle, because that's what I'm into now, is like, oh, I got a new motorcycle, and, you know, seeing what upgrades and all this stuff I can do to it, and thinking about all the videos I can do on it. So the other stuff, the other two channels, it was like, all right, yeah, I'll do that stuff, but I want to focus on the motorcycle stuff because that's what I'm into right now. It's all freaking expensive. Any gear that you buy, whether it's for the production side of things for this stuff, is expensive. But then, oh my God, if you ever own a motorcycle, that stuff is even more expensive. Seems like any type of upgrade that you want to do to a bike is a minimum of $500. And then if it's something you can't do yourself and you have to pay labor, good God, Harley charges a astronomical amount for labor. But at least it's cheap to put gas in it, even though I drive it a lot. So it seems like I'm filling it up more often, and it does take more gas than my Sportster. So I don't know. It's like $13 to fill up, but I'm filling up every 2 or 3 days. So it may not be that much cheaper, honestly. But yeah, let's hope I just don't get into something completely different and then try and throw it up on one of those three channels, and then it end up having to morph into a fourth channel, because I don't think I could handle that. I did try a second podcast on that Shotgun Studio with the thought of doing it every other week, and I did okay for the first like 3 or 4 episodes. And then it just got to be too much trying to come up with a topic and do the research and do everything for this podcast, plus all the other YouTube videos, because I try to come out with at least a video on this channel a week on top of the podcast if I can. Not always going to happen, but then trying to do the same thing over there, it just got too much. It'd be nice if I could just be a full-time creator and make a ton of money like some of those big channels do and just do this full-time. But that's not the case, so I got to do it on any free time. So yeah, that podcast, I think I got to 7. So I'll still probably do one every now and then. I'm definitely not doing a podcast on the motorcycle channel. No way. If we talk about motorcycles, we'll still do it on this podcast because, you know, like I said, some people still like motorcycles and firearms, and they could listen to that on here. But I think that's enough of me rambling on about the YouTube channels that you probably don't really care about, but it's just something that's been on my mind. And it's kind of, you know, sometimes if you go on a motorcycle ride, you just sit there and think about some stuff, and then you kind of decide on something. And it's kind of the same way with this, is, you know, talking it out to you guys and in my head like this, it's, okay, I think that is the route to go now. It's kind of more solidified. So I think is the route. It was a little questionable maybe at the beginning of this podcast, but now I think that's definitely probably the route I'm going to go. Again, I said probably, but more than likely 90%-ish, I don't know, because there might be that one little thing if something comes up or it's too much of a pain in the butt. Oh, another thing is having royalty-free music. Oh my God, you have to pay for a subscription for that per YouTube channel, and it's not cheap. So that's another thing I got to consider. That sucks, but it is what it is. So hopefully I'll get 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours on that channel really quick versus, you know, that Shotgun Studio still hasn't even come anywhere close to that. Luckily, this one did. Don't make very much money off YouTube ads at all. I'll get like $100 like maybe once every few months, and that's it. So definitely not a cash maker or anything like that. I'm not going to be able to retire early or even do this full time anytime soon. But like I said, hit that subscribe button because it does help. And I know we talk about this in a lot of the podcasts, but if you like these tactical wall panels behind us, check out tacticalwalls.com. They have these awesome mod wall panels and all sorts of other tactical gear to hide your firearms in plain sight. If you don't want to display them like this on these wall panels, if you don't have a secure room or anything in your house, they do have really cool concealment shelves and mirrors and stuff like that. So check them out, tacticalwalls.com. If you want to use code BST10 for 10% off, I am working on doing a video on these. I recorded Chris and I installing these when we put them up, and I have that footage, and I have to put the rest of the video together. So it's just getting to it. I got kind of an idea of what I want to do and do some cinematic footage of the wall, but I'm going to try and work on that this week, hopefully. So at some point on this channel, since it is a gun wall, you'll be seeing it on this channel. I'll do how we installed it and kind of some more information on this panel and kind of go over some of the more stuff that they have and show you just how easy it is to install. Honestly, if Chris and I can do it, anybody can do it. One person could do it, but it definitely helps if you have a buddy, because even though they're like this plastic-ish material, they're kind of awkward and heavy to do it by yourself, trying to sit there and screw it in. But yeah, you'll see all that in the video when I eventually come out with that. So one thing I didn't realize not having Chris here on the podcast is I don't have him here to do his outro sign-off thing. So I will try and do my best. He just goes through that like he's got it all memorized and all that. I don't. So I'll do my best. If you're listening to this on the audio platform, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever of your choosing, give us a follow and give us a review if you can. If you're watching on YouTube, smash that like and subscribe button. Leave us a comment down below. And whatever else he says. Thanks for watching, guys.